and I believe it violates the Haynes Borough Code.
A candidate behind in the votes is contesting the election, and the Haynes Fire Department answers a personnel matter. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Local elections in Skagway are still too close to officially call, but preliminary results show one unseated assembly member and the return of a former member. In Haynes, an assembly incumbent overcomes two challengers, and a school board seat is still too close to call. And a losing assembly candidate is planning to contest the Haynes election. For one of two open assembly seats in Haynes, former borough police chief Greg Goodman shows what the borough calls a clear win over write-in opponents Dave Button and Karen Hess. Hess received the most votes within the Haynes Highway voting area, but combined with the larger Haynes voting area, followed Goodman by around 100 votes. She told KHNS Wednesday that it's not over yet.
Just planning on contesting Greg Goodman's residency requirements.
Goodman says he's not shocked by the announcement.
Well, this is no big surprise. I'd expected this to happen. I was told prior to the election that that was a distinct possibility, so I'm not surprised.
The Haynes Borough has recent experience with elections disputes. Last year, a request for a recount led to an even closer call between two write-in candidates for an assembly seat. A difference of opinion about the interpretation of write-in ballots led to a lawsuit, which the borough lost. The court ordered the borough to count previously uncounted ballots and swear in the new winner to the assembly. Hess says this dispute is not over write-in ballots nor numbers, but over the definition of residency.
Well, the borough code states that you have to be, Haynes has to be your primary residence. You have to live in Haynes 1 year prior to being eligible to be a candidate for borough assembly, and I believe it violates the Haynes Borough Code.
Goodman goes on to defend his residency, saying he has roots here and his application for candidacy already passed a borough review. He formerly spent 17 years at the Haynes Police Department, close to 10 of those as police chief.
I do defend my residency. Haynes has been our home for almost 20 years now. We own a house here. We've got property at the highway with a cabin on it. We raised three children here who graduated from high school here. This is our home. I went away temporarily to start another career, and I did that and got that off my list of things to do and came back to Haynes to live from now on.
Hess says she plans to submit a notarized statement to the borough clerk to begin the process and added that some voters might also take part.
I believe there's some other maybe registered voters who are gathering signatures to also contest. So there may be two different, my statement and maybe voters, I'm not sure.
Goodman says he feels confident about his residency, but less secure about the clarity of the borough code on the issue.
When I filled out the application to run for office, you know, it went through a thorough review. It went to Julie Causey and it went to the borough manager, and also my understanding is that the borough attorney had a chance to weigh in on it. So I feel pretty comfortable. You know, if anything, the borough language maybe needs to be cleaned up and made a little more distinct. But as far as my residency goes, I'm fairly positive that I fall within the parameters of being a resident of Haynes.
Also in Haynes, incumbent Assemblymember Steve Vick shows a clear win over opponents Linda Giese and John Wing. Vick accumulated 46% of the vote in the combined voting areas of Haynes and the Haynes Highway. In the school board, Sarah Swinton and Anne-Marie Palmieri ran unopposed for the seats they currently hold and will retain those positions. Three-year seat E, however, is still too close to call, with Sean Cohn in the lead with 50% of the votes and incumbent Brenda Jones with 48% of the combined Haynes vote. They show a difference of 23 votes, which is a smaller number than the amount of ballots still left to be counted. A maximum of 53 additional votes could still be counted if you consider unverified question ballots and absentee ballots that have not been yet counted or returned. 1,094 ballots were part of the unofficial count in Haynes of 2,255 registered voters. That's 49% voter turnout, up 2% from last year's local election. Paperwork contesting an election or requesting a recount must be submitted according to borough code by the time the canvas board meets on the evening of Tuesday, October 12th. The tallies came in late Tuesday evening after polls closed at 8 p.m. and elections workers counted ballots in both boroughs. In Skagway, voters decided two assembly seats from three candidates running. Among the candidates were former assembly member Mike Korsmo and incumbents Paul Reichert and Mark Schaefer. Preliminary results show Reichert in the lead with 195 votes, followed by Korsmo with 193 votes, and 32-year resident Mark Schaefer with 122 votes. Reichert, a 17-year resident, has held his seat for 1 year, being elected for his first year to assembly last year. And 26-year resident Korsmo is a former assembly member. Before last year, he accumulated 8 years on borough assemblies or city councils in Skagway. However, a maximum of 94 additional votes could still be counted before the election is final, since that number of absentee ballots is still unaccounted for. To alter the preliminary results, which hands seats to Reichert and Korsmo, at least 71 ballots would have to arrive by Thursday with a Tuesday postmark. Results so far also show that 297 voters of 981 registered in Skagway cast votes on Tuesday. That's 30% and down from last year, when 35 more voters turned out on voting day in 2009. The Skagway voters also decided one school board seat currently held by Darren Belial. He was running unopposed and received 238 votes. The Skagway results will be finalized this Thursday, October 7th, when the Assembly and the Elections Board certify them. The latest hire in the Haines Borough resigned from the job this week. Jeff Stout stepped down from the full-time firefighter EMT position at the Haines Volunteer Fire Department after less than a month on the job. Stout, a former insurance agent of Haines, was selected from a pool of 7 applicants to begin the department's number 2 paid position on September 13th. The hire soon drew criticism from some department members and townspeople who raised concerns about an ongoing investigation that involves Stout and the State Division of Insurance. But the borough said at the time it was unaware that Stout was still under investigation. The department officers had discussed the insurance problem, and Stout answered that he thought the issue was settled. Borough Manager Mark Ernest, who started after the investigation began, hired Stout on the recommendation of the fire department's officers.
Mr. Stout has submitted his resignation, and it was accepted. And beyond that, it's just dealing it as a personal matter, and I wish him the best. I know there's probably going through quite a bit right now, and we just do wish him the best, but the borough needs to move on, and we'll be filling that position very soon.
Stout submitted his resignation earlier this week. The state last year revoked Stout's insurance license, saying he fraudulently provided certificates of insurance to at least 4 commercial operators who were not actually covered. He had also accumulated 7 years as a volunteer firefighter with the Haines Department.
I mean, I'm sure that's it was a personal decision that he made, and again, beyond that, I think we'll just let the process move forward and look to the future and with filling the position.
And the fire department's future means looking back at the applicants from the recent past. The vote among department officers that led to the hire was a close call between Stout and another applicant from out of town.
We had 2 finalists. There were 3 that I believe were interviewed, and we will be making offer to the other finalist, and we'll see where that goes. It's somebody who's currently living in Juneau, very, very qualified, and I think it was a very difficult decision based on the qualifications and background. They were very, very close in terms of what they would bring to the job. So I think that if we're successful in this selection, we'll have a very, very qualified and good person in that position.
Jerry Blood, who retired from the firefighter EMT position in August, is assisting at the department in the interim. Ernest says the borough is hoping to fill the position at the earliest opportunity. The Northern Lynn Canal moose count as of Wednesday afternoon remained at 20 bulls. That's 5 spikes or forks, 8 with 3 brow tines, 4 with racks over 50 inches, and 3 sublegal moose. The hunt is expected to remain open through Thursday, October 7th. Skagway resident Don Corwin was part of an archaeological discovery recently in Kodiak, Alaska. Corwin, a restoration carpenter, was working on the oldest building in the state when he found 3 bottles inside a window frame sealed up decades ago. The executive director of the more than 200-year-old Baranoff Museum in Kodiak said Corwin came up the stairs and said, quote, "I think we've got some treasure." The bottles are of different shapes and sizes, are strong, and were described as graceful. They're all light blue, in excellent condition, and were found in a space that was sealed up to make a dark room sometime between 1908 and 1948. Corwin said he thought by looking at the unique color that the bottles might have spent some time buried. They have no labels, but a mark on the bottom of one might belong to an Indiana glassworks from the decade after the Civil War. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. Share your local news with anyone. Just send them a link to khns.org. Archives of past newscasts are under the Listen tab.